Alright, how do you refer to the first grades of school, like 1 through 7, 1 through 6?
Grammar.
Grammar school, okay, and then?
Grade school.
Alright.
Well, yeah, it was just considered high school.
Oh, but yeah, but all
your grammar was 1 through 6, and your high school was
7 through 12.
Yeah.
And it was all the same on the same campus, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was all housed in the same building, you might say.
So you went to school in the same building for 12 years?
Yeah, they did finally build another little building out about 10 feet away, and I think I was in the 5th grade in there. In the 1st grade, there was another little building, you know, but I mean, it was all basically the same. It was all located right on the same campus.
Do you remember how many people went to school there?
No.
But it wasn't very many.
Well, Jones Valley was a pretty large.
Oh, was it? Do you remember how many were in your class on average?
Well, at that time, you didn't have more than 28, 30 in a class.
Okay.
And there was always 3 or 4 classes, so.
Okay. Now then, did any kids from other racial or national groups go to your school?
No.
Were they all white?
They were all white.
Okay, and you didn't have any immigrants from other countries?
No, there may have been a few Italians.
As in, no Spanish-speaking people? Okay. Did you have a place in school where you played, an indoor place for playing sports?
Gym.
Okay. How about the place where the toilets are in the school? How about the
restrooms?
Okay. Ever hear of called lavatories?
No. A lavatory is in a restroom. A lavatory is where you wash your hands.
Oh, that's the sink?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. What kind of a fence is usually found around a school playground?
Chain link fence.
Okay.
Found now.
What is a woven wire fence?
Well, to me, it's the same as a chain link.
Is it?
Yeah, okay. It's interwoven, you know?
Okay. Have you heard any names for Oriental people? Slang or otherwise?
Chinks.
Okay, now who does that usually refer to?
Chinese.
All right. How about Japanese?
Japs.
Koreans?
No, no slang for Koreans.
Vietnamese? How about American Indians?
The Negroes?
No, the American Indians.
That's what I...
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, you're talking about... Yeah, I know, but I have heard Negroes referred to as American Indians.
You have?
Yeah.
That's interesting. What are the names that you've heard Negroes referred to as?
Niggers.
Yeah, #1.
Yeah, colored people, you know. But the American Indian comes from overseas. My husband, when he was in the service, when he would be talking to people overseas, they'd call the Negroes the American Indians.
Oh, the people overseas thought
that? Yeah, and this is where I heard this expression, and we use it around here at times.
Do you?
So, yeah.
All right. Do you know any slang names for American Indians, though, as such?
No.
The group of Indians?
No, I don't.
And can we finish up the Negroes, too?
You want some slang expressions?
Uh-huh, just any name.
Okay, E-80s. And your cousin Bob Campbell would tell you right quick what an E-80 is. An E-80 is a Negro in the insurance business.
How do you spell
E-80? E. E.
Oh.
Like an ear.
E?
Dash.